啊，在这首赞美诗里面啊，我们可以看到圣灵给我们很大的帮助。
In this hymn, we see that the Holy Spirit gives us a lot of help.
我们在祷告之前啊，我们来看罗马书几个地方记载圣灵的工作。
And before we pray, we'll look at a few recordings in the book of Romans about the Holy Spirit. Let's look at Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5. Verse 3. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance. Verse 4, and perseverance, character, and character, hope. Verse 5, now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out into our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. And verse 2, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace, in which we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God.
这也讲说我们信主以后欢欢喜喜来盼望神的荣耀。
Here it records that when we come to believe in God, we will rejoice in the hope of the glory of God.
所以有了信仰，我们的人生就有盼望。
And with faith, we will have hope in our life.
最后在天国享受神的荣耀。
And in the future, we will receive the glory of God in heaven.
但是在这条天国路上，
But in this heavenly journey,
在第三节说我们有一些患难。
Verse 3 tells us that we will face some tribulations.
为什么神要允许患难临到我们？
Why would God give us tribulations?
在下半节就说患难生忍耐。
It tells us in the latter part of that verse that tribulations will produce perseverance.
第四，忍耐生老练。
Verse 4, perseverance will produce character.
如果我们看英文的话，中文的不容易了解，英文就是再翻回来就是个性。
And so it's not as easy to understand in the Chinese version, but in English it says character.
患难有一个目的就是要让我们产生新的个性。
So the purpose of tribulations is for us to develop a new character.
那这个个性如果改变，就能够反映神的样式，神的荣耀。
And if we change our character, we can reflect the glory of God.
这是非常难改变的一部分。
And this is a very hard thing for us to change.
所以信仰如果要再追求，我们个性会改变。
So when we pursue faith, we will change our character.
有时候信仰没有再追求，我们信主几十年，个性都一样。
Sometimes we may not pursue our faith very strongly, so we may believe for many years, but our character is the same.
主耶稣说我们要完全。
But the Lord Jesus said that we need to be complete.
这表示我们不够完全。
This shows that we are not complete enough.
完全的榜样，像天父。
We need to be like the full and complete example, like our Father.
天父的形象就在主耶稣的身上。
The image of the Father is in Christ.
所以我们人的价值就是要跟主耶稣一样。
So the value and the aim of our life should be to be like Christ.
因此有时候神就允许患难来到我们。
And so the Lord will often give us tribulations.
让我们能够在个性进步。
To allow us to better our character.
所以有时候一个患难过去，过了不多久，第二个又来。
So sometimes we find that after we pass one tribulation, the next one comes right after.
那有时候我们看教会的信徒，真的也很难想不清为什么这么多患难。
And sometimes when we look at certain members of the church, we really do not know why they keep facing tribulations.
这个过去，这个又来，这个过去，这个又来，就一直都不间断。
It's just one after the other, there seems to be no end.
在爸爸，有的在妈妈，有的孩子，全部都。
Sometimes it's on the father, some on the mother, and even the kids who face tribulations.
到最后我们就回到圣经来找是神要让他们更完全。
And if we were to turn into the Bible, we see it's because God wants them to be more of complete.
So
tribulation will change our character. And this change is for the future glory. And this is something that we should give thanks for. But in verse 5, the hope does not disappoint because the love of God has been poured out into our hearts by the Holy Spirit. So a person facing tribulation actually has hope. And the reason is because God's love abounds in us. Because God is over all, and if He allows us to face tribulations, there must be His beautiful will. And because the Holy Spirit fills us, there is the love of God. So when we face tribulations, we can still feel that God loves us. And so while we are facing tribulations, we know God loves us, that we have hope that there is a better end.
所以我们如果患难临到，把它归于自己运气不好，自己不小心，有时候就会很难解释。
And so if we often rationalize that the reasons why we face tribulation is due to our own shortcomings or our own mistakes,
但是如果我们把它跟神连在一起想,
it would be hard for us to explain it that way, but if we think of it in terms of God,
祷告被圣灵充满,
and if we pray and we are filled with the Holy Spirit,
就有喜乐,
we will have joy.
患难是为着我们的好，是神出于神的爱。
Because the tribulation is from the love of God, it will make us better.
那这个患难有时候是在我们在服事当中所遇到。
And sometimes we face tribulation while we are serving God.
那这个也是对我们有好处。
This will also have a good improvement for us.
所以在服事当中啊，常常祷告有神的爱在感动，这个实在是很重要。
And that's why while we are serving, we must often pray and let the love of God move us.
所以我才说，我如果癫狂是因为神。And
so Paul says, out of my might is for God.
那为什么我会癫狂?
So why do I have might?
癫狂，癫狂就crazy。
Oh, why am I crazy?
Yeah, 就是做圣工好像不正常，癫狂就是不正常。So
it's like while I'm doing the work of God, I am often troubled or crazy.
Let's 看手机一下。Yeah.
什么东西？更多后书啊。So 2 Corinthians.
嗯。
Chapter 9. 2 Corinthians 9:13. For if we are beside ourselves, it is for God, or if we are of sound mind, it is for you. So if we are beside ourselves, it is for God.
我们就会一直想要来回报神。
So if the love of God fills us, we will often find a way to repay God.
那我们就能够做很多我们对神的爱充满之前做不到。
And then we will be able to accomplish many things that we were not able to accomplish before we were filled with the love of God.
像保罗一样,
just like Paul.
那这个就是癫狂,
this is what it means to be beside ourselves.
所以这个圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里，在我们服事当中，给我们很多的帮助。So
when the Holy Spirit fills us, is able to aid us in our service to God.
让我们在患难中有盼望，让我们在服事中有动力。
allows us to have movement in our service. It allows us to have hope in tribulations. This is why while we are serving, we must never cease to pray. Let's look at Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter
8.
Verse
13.
For if you live according to the flesh, you will die, but if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live.
那从第六章、第七章、第八章就在讲啊，成圣。So
from chapter 6, chapter 7, and chapter 8, it talks about sanctification.
就是我们要过一个圣洁的生活，跟我们的身份来相配。That
we have to live a holy life to match our sanctified life.
那要在圣洁的神面前服侍他，我们更需要。
That we have to be holy before God as we serve Him, so we have to be holy. But in our hearts, there are two powers. One is from the flesh, which is evil. And the other is our conscience that leads to righteousness. But often the power of evil is greater. And if we follow the flesh, it will lead to death.
所以虽然我们一直在做圣工啊，如果没有办法致死肉体的情欲，我们
And so in our service, if we cannot deny the flesh, we will end up to fall. So it does not mean that while you are serving, you will definitely reach the end of the heavenly journey. But only through the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, then you are able to live. And actually, while we are serving, we will actually face many evil temptations. And sometimes these arise from the evil within us. Sometimes it is the pride within us. Lust, or is the lust.
那如果我们没有把它致死，有时候圣公虽然一直在做，但是到最后就被打倒。And
if we do not remove these, but we continue to serve, we will end up to fall.
灵修就是把恶拿掉。So
spiritual cultivation is us removing our wickedness.
那我们看。
And we look at the Israelites in Jericho. Actually, it's very simple. They just carried the ark, and every day they surrounded the city once. On the seventh day, they marched around it seven times. And they gave a loud shout, and the walls fell down. So even though the power of sin within us is very strong, and even when they were entering the land of Canaan, they did not dare. And likewise, we will sometimes feel that we are not worthy to serve God because we know that there is a lot of sin within us. But if we continue to pray, we realize that the sin within us will collapse. This is a very mysterious experience.
所以圣灵在服事当中帮助我们致死肉体的恶行。
So the Spirit helps us put to death the deeds of the body.
因此呢，我们要不断祷告，到圣灵充满。
Therefore, we have to continue to pray and ask for the Holy Spirit to fill us.
我们就得到自由。
And we will be free.
圣灵在哪里，那里就自由。
Where the Spirit of God is, there is liberty.
所以被圣灵充满以后，我们就发现守道不是很困难。
So when the Spirit of God fills us, we realize that to follow the way of God is not hard. Because the Spirit of God is helping us. And if we're not filled by the Holy Spirit, we find that the road is very hard to travel. So while we are serving, we must keep watch and pray.Because there is much evil within us. We must endure to the end. And this is the second reason why we must pray. Thirdly, look at Romans chapter 8, verse 26. Verse 26, likewise the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit Himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Verse 27, now He who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because He makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God.Verse 28, and we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose.
28节说万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
Verse 28 says that all things work together for good to those who love God.
那如果这个万事是指着啊，我们不愿意看到，我们不愿意它发生的发生了。
And these all things can encompass the things that we do not want to face, the things that we do not want to experience.
那有时候我们是会觉得很气馁，或者说很软弱。
And sometimes we may feel that we are very weak. We will be very discouraged.
所以你就会觉得好像做不下去。
And we feel that we cannot carry on.
但是他到最后是说叫爱神。
But it tells us here that those who love God, all things will be good for those who love God. And so if we truly love God, and our response is that we continue to love God, and to love God is to seek His acceptance, to do according to His will, and not to do according to our own purpose and our own character, our own will.
Yeah,
we will receive a good outcome.
但是到最后我们看到给我们好处之前呢，我们有时候祷告就不晓得怎么。
But before we reach this good outcome, it says that we may not always know what we should be praying for. We do not know how God wants to guide us. And we do not know what God wants us to do. We just know that something is amiss. So verse 26 tells us,
圣灵用说不出来的叹息替我们祷告。
The Spirit will help us make intercession for the things that we do not know how to pray about. Verse 27. That He will make intercession for the saints according to the will of God. So a great benefit of the Holy Spirit is that while we do not know how we should pray, the Holy Spirit will pray for us. And when we pray and are filled with the Holy Spirit, we can let go of the burdens in our heart. So the worry from serving, we can let go of this. Because the Holy Spirit has prayed to God according to His will for us. In this way, we can feel that we've received help for our weaknesses. So in the process of our servitude, we cannot lack in prayer. And if we lack in prayer, we will lack in motivation to serve. And if we lack in prayer, we cannot overcome temptation. And if we lack in prayer, we would not be able to endure the circumstances we do not wish to meet. So prayer is very important. We have to ask God to help us to continue leading a prayerful life. I will pray for the next half an hour.